I thought for a moment I was safe. I was not going to get called. But the Lord calls. Never safe with Brother Philip, I don't think. I was hoping there'd be some other preachers here and somebody get called up this morning. And we sang a couple of songs, which I thought to myself I wasn't even going to really say anything. But when the songs got sang and it had been on my mind, we sang a couple of songs, which made me think, well, maybe I need to get up and say something. If the Lord's in it, we'll know real quick. I was thinking about it. It's a Greek word, what this means. And I'm going to probably just destroy it when I go to say it. But I do want to try to say it. In John chapter 19, verse 30, one of the last things Jesus said here on the cross, we need to continue to remember this. That I was thinking about myself this week. I was thinking about some of the things that men do, the great things that men do, and I was thinking about great painters, Michelangelo's, Picasso's, things like that, you know, when they make these great paintings. I don't know if any of y'all are a painter. I'm not. I can't even paint a house, much less a beautiful picture. But you know, I don't think anybody really wants to go out and try to add or take away from a Michelangelo. I think he's got that pretty well in place in the Picassos. And also, I was thinking about something that we're not getting to do and may not get to do for a long time. That's a ball game. You know, when a ball game is played and the clock hits zero, it's over. I don't think, well, in some cases, maybe they do put some time back on some games. But most games, they ain't going to put no more time back on so you can score some more points or change the outcome of the game. And then definitely the next day, they're not going to change the outcome of the game. The game is over. Score done. Finished. And I was thinking what Jesus said, it is finished. Man don't have to add or take away from that. There's some that do. But in my mind here in the Greek word is, I even wrote it down, tetelestai. If you want to spell it, we'll spell it later. I'm not Greek. Thank goodness they put it in, we'll call it English. May not all speak like this anymore, but we do when we read the Bible. It is finished. Now, that's ended. It's over. It's an old accounting word they used to use. Paid in full. How happy are you when your house is paid for after 30 years? I don't think the bank calls you back up and say, let's do 30 more. I don't think you'd be very happy if they did. That 6-year car note, paid in full. You get the little thing in the mail that says, paid in full, it's yours. You don't have to go back there and give them a little bit more money or take the car back down there. It's yours. It's done. It's paid in full. Jesus paid it all, and He paid it in full. That's what He said. It is finished. I'm not sure how we get off from that sometimes, but I think we're blessed that we know that it is done, that He did it all. We don't have to go do anything extra. We don't have to go back to the bank. We didn't have nothing in the bank anyway to pay for it. It is done. It is finished. So we look at that, and I think of Colossians chapter 2. We're just going to go a few places because I'm going to get out of the way for Brother Philip. He didn't expect us to be here. And chapter 2, verse 13 says, "And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh had been quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Dead is dead. We're dead. We weren't alive, we were dead. Trespassing sin. "Hath He quickened together with with Him, made alive in Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Now notice He doesn't say, let's not read that too fast, having forgiven you all. He says, forgiving you all trespasses. You see, it's how you say that. You can slip up and make a mistake there. He didn't save everyone. He don't say save all. He says, what? Have forgiven you all of your trespasses. All trespasses has He forgiven you. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Well, who's the us? The one that He died for on the cross. When He said it is finished, it is done, paid in full. It says here, blotting out the handwriting ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Done away with, blotted out. Sin's far as gone as far as the east is the west. And how far is that? Gone, completely gone, done, paid in full. We're all to be happy today that He did it. That we don't have to go and do something to get it. That He says, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. And you know, all those old prophet scriptures back there, the ceremonial law abolished, completed, done. It says there in the 36, for these things were done that the Scripture should be fulfilled. All the Scriptures were fulfilled. It is done. You read over in chapter 17:4, same book, it says, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. God gave him a work. He did it. You know, He had timely work that He did too. You say, well, what is that? Well, He made the blind to see. Remember what He told, go back and tell John. The blind see, the lame walk. The dead are made alive. Those are timely things. We're talking about timely things of work that He did that we couldn't do. I don't know if I can make anybody that's blind see again. I don't think I can make people who can't hear, hear again. And I know definitely I can't make nobody who's dead alive again. Now that's in a timely sense. Now how in the world am I going to make somebody who's dead to God eternally make them alive again? I can't do it. But we have one that does, did, and is continually making intercessions for us today. Every day we're saved. Every day of our life. I told someone a couple of Sundays ago, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to live 900 years, Brother Philip. You know, back in them Old Testament, they were living that long. I don't want to live 900 years. You say, well, are you ready to go now? Well, I don't know if anybody says they're really ready to go right this moment. But when it comes, it's going to come so fast, I'm not going to have time to think about it. So I'm going to be able to go and I'll be gone. I'm not worried about all these things. If I was worried about all the things that might get me, then I would never have gotten out of bed. I cut trees down yesterday with a chainsaw, which a few years ago cut my leg. Could cut my head off, I guess. Couldn't have a tree fall on me. I'm not terrified of those things. They're always trying to get you. But I know one who's already got us. The Lord Jesus Christ already has us. He was there on that cross. He said, it's finished. You know, and right before that, he was fulfilling the Scripture all the way to the cross, even at the last second. And you know, He fulfilled those timely things even after He was gone. There were Scriptures being fulfilled. He was raised on the third day, wasn't He? Scripture's being fulfilled all the way, even after. But the eternal sense was fulfilled that moment. That moment. He says, it's finished. There's nothing for us to do. He bows His head and He gave up the ghost. all our sins gone as far as the east and west. He reconciled us to God. He saved us and from eternal hell that we were there in, that we could not get ourselves out of. And I want to read one more thing, and then I'm getting out of the way. 2 Timothy, I got to say this one here. 2 Timothy 4, 7. I thought about Paul and his walk. He says in 4, 7, he says, I have fought a good fight. You know, we have a fight. We fight every day. He fought a good one. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You know, he fought a good fight. You know, Paul still died. That doesn't sound like somebody who is scared about dying, does it? He says, I have fought a good fight. But we have one who fought the fight and won. Jesus Christ fought the fight, the battle, and won it for us. We ought to be happy for that, and we're a blessed people. But Paul says, I have finished my course. We are on a course. We're in a race. You know, we're the human race. We're in a race. We have a course that we have. We don't know where it's going to lead us sometimes. And Paul was coming up. He says, and I've kept the faith. Let's keep the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's know that He is the Son of God and that He has saved us from our sins. And that it is finished. Y'all give Him all the honor and glory. Stay tonight.